Om Shanti. Divine brothers and sisters, I welcome you. This is the time when people are suffering from many negative things. Minds of everyone have become very weak, sensitive, emotional. Vices are creating innumerable problems on the way of everyone. Challenges are coming day by day, and many find unable to themselves to face them, to cross them, to solve them. So we need something unique. Now, we all will think deeply what has been missed by wise human beings. Education, economical condition, IT, sports, and many other things are increasing day by day in the world. But humility, honesty, truthfulness, purity, humility, going down day by day. Why? Just think deeply on this. We have missed one thing. We have achieved many things in this world. Science and technology has provided us many things for our happiness, for our pleasure, for our joy, for success, for easiness of life. But we can see everywhere tension, fast life, many diseases, psychiatric problems, depression, mutual class, no happiness in relations. What is the reason of all these things? Reason is, we have missed spirituality. We have forgotten who I am. What are my powers? What is my purity? Who am I? And who is my Supreme Father? Now, spirituality teaches us, go inside yourself, check yourself, observe yourself, and realize how much power are lying there inside. Recognize them, activate them, and use them. Then your life will become easy, happy, stress-free, and successful. So we need spirituality today. I am going to talk to in front of you about Raj Yoga. So step by step, I will take this important lesson and let we all practice simultaneously. At the same time, we will experience that. So first of all, we must know that we are souls living here, residing here, inside the brain, between two eyebrows. And soul is working through brain. Soul is controlling this body through this computer brain. But soul, we are souls. Soul has forgotten how to do, what to do, when to do. So we have to recognize our own seven qualities. First is, soul is knowledgeful. Means I am knowledgeful. I am always in the search of knowledge. I need complete knowledge. I want to know everything about this entire world, all the three species, about everything about this wonderful creation of God. Secondly, me. I am a soul. Soul is loveful. Soul is peaceful. Soul is joyful, happy. Soul is absolutely pure. Soul is absolutely mindful. Soul is full of blessings, ecstatic feelings. These are seven qualities of soul. Means these are seven qualities of myself. I am knowledgeful. I am loveful. We have to accept them. Think deeply. If you accept a thing, it becomes yours. It becomes your life. You become the embodiment of that quality. So just accept, I am peaceful, I am loveful, I am joyful. So let us practice it. Let us experience all the seven qualities of my own self. Keep in mind, we have to accept them and we have to be aware of them. So just visualize yourself here in between two eyebrows. Soul is the point of energy. I am the point of light. Visualize yourself. I am a subtle point, energy, our colorful rays, our colorful vibrations are spreading out from me. I am peaceful. Vibrations of peace are going out from me. Atmosphere around me is being charged by this peace. I'm separate from the body. Feel for a moment, body disappeared. I am a soul, only soul, point of energy. Immense peace is vibrating out from me. I'm peaceful. Peace is my nature. Peace is my power. no one can disturb my peace. Let people defame me, comments on me, but I will remain peaceful. Peace is my own property. No one can snatch away it from me. I am peaceful. Peaceful. Peace. 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 I am full of knowledge, full of light. I am full of love. Being the child of God, the ocean of love, I am also full with love. I can give love to entire world. This world is my family. All belong to me. I don't have any negative feeling to anyone. No hateful feeling for anyone. I have good wishes for all in my mind. I am joyful, very happy soul. Most fortunate person. Happiness is my nature. In all situations, I can maintain my happiness. No one can make me unhappy. I am a soul, very pure. Purity is also my original nature. Purity is my beauty. Purity is my personality. Purity is my reality. I'm pure. My thoughts are pure. My drashti vision is pure. I am a subtle point of pure energy. Golden rays of purity are spreading out from me. my pure vibrations are charging the atmosphere around me. My purity is the food for this entire nature. My pure vibrations have got healing energy in them. I'm very pure, sitting in forehead, from me, golden vibrations of purity are spreading in my whole brain. My brain has become full of pure vibrations. These vibrations are healing my brain, making it perfect. These golden vibrations are spreading in whole body, making my body pure, sense organs pure. I am a soul, powerful soul, very energetic soul. I am the child of Almighty God. Therefore, I am most powerful. From me, powerful energy in the red color is spreading out, charging the atmosphere around me. These powerful vibrations have created a powerful aura around me. I am sitting inside this aura. I am very powerful. Always fearless. I am powerful. I am fearless. I have got full confidence in myself. I can get everything that I want to get. I am a powerful person. I am blissful, very happy soul. most fortunate one. So accept these all seven qualities, meditate on them. Now let us think about our Supreme Father, Supreme God, the Supreme Being, people in this world have forgotten their Father. They have forgotten themselves that they are souls, and Father of all souls is Supreme Soul, the Supreme Being, the Creator of this world, the Creator of Paradise, the Purifier of everyone. So that Supreme Father is also a subtle point of energy, very subtle point, invisible point, but most powerful, Almighty One. He is my Father. He lives in soul world. People in this world even could not imagine where is soul world. We are souls. We see. We leave our body, which is called death. Soul is immortal, imperishable. Body is perishable. People feel that they are not this body. They are soul. But where souls came from, no one could imagine too. So souls abode is sweet silence home up above, beyond the sky, very far away from this world, this earth. There is subtle point of energy, the supreme power. He is my Father, Supreme Father of the souls. He is not the Father of bodies. He is the Father of souls. He is a Son of knowledge. He gives knowledge. He is a Son of love. He comes down, he incarnates on this earth to give his pure love to the souls. He is a Son of purity. He comes down to purify the nature, to purify the souls. He is the Supreme Being, O Son of peace and happiness. He is my Father, but we have no connection, no relationship to Him. Therefore, we cannot experience His peace, His love, His might, His purity. Rajyoga teaches us how to connect our mind and intellect to Him and to gain His power, to experience His peace, to connect our relationship to Him. This is called Rajyoga. So two aspects of Rajyoga I want to clarify to you. One is, He is my Father. He is also my Supreme Teacher. He is also my Supreme Guru. We have to accept this truth. He belongs to me. Just think for a moment. God is my Father. It means He is mine. My Father. He belongs to me. My Father. Feel this closeness to Him. We are not far away from each other. There is no distance between us and Him. He is my Father, I am His child. We have this sweet relationship to Him. Come close to Him. He is your Father and Mother. Not for name's sake, not for praying only, but truly He is my Father, He is my Mother. He gives His sustenance to us. He gives His love to us. He takes care of His children. He loves everyone very much. So we not be God-fearing, but God-loving. He is my Father, very sweet Father, very caring Father. He who establishes heaven for us, He who brought the gift of heaven for us, He now is making this entire world into heaven. He is changing this world. He is establishing a new era on this earth. So we have to connect ourselves to Him. This is one thing. So believe from now that God is not God only. He is my Father. Look towards Him with such loveful attitude. Loveful emotions. He is my Father. So everything that He has is for me. His entire peace is for me. His entire joy, happiness is for me. His all powers are for me. Feel it. We are rightful children of God. Second aspect of yoga, we have to create our link to Him, connection to Him. How? I give an example. Suppose now you are sitting in a room and you cannot see sun in the sky, but from here you can visualize Him. Easy. So as soon as you connect to Him, you visualize Him, it means you are connected to Him through energy. It is called energetic contact to God, to that person, to that object. We are talking about sun. So we have energetic contact to the sun. And what will happen? Energy of sun will come to us. A flow of that energy started coming to me. This is called contact, energetic contact. Likewise, we have to connect ourselves to the Supreme Being, one who is very, very subtle point of energy, one who is almighty. So visualize Him up above. Beyond sun, moon and sky. Visualize Him. A subtle point, immense energy is spreading out everywhere in all directions. You got connection to Him. And thus His energy will come down to you. If He is almighty, His might will come to you. You will become more mightful, powerful. If you remember Him that He is the ocean of peace, His vibrations of peace will come down to you. If you remember Him with this feeling, He is my sweet Father, you will experience His love. If you remember him, he is the ocean of purity, his purifier. So his pure vibrations will be experienced by you. This is simple method of Raj Yoga. So God's energy will come down to you. You will become energetic. Your willpower will increase. Your boldness will increase. Your fearlessness will increase. You will experience God has become your savior. He is the canopy of protection over your head. Thus, you will be connected to him. So on this journey of life, you will not remain alone, but God will become your companion. This is called Raj Yoga. Yoga means, yoga is a Hindi word, Sanskrit word. It means connection between two. So let us practice, experience this Raj Yoga once again. Visualize yourself. I am a soul here. I am a peaceful soul. I am a pure soul. I am the master of this body. I am the child of God Almighty. So I am a very powerful soul. Now take your intellect. Intellect is third eye of wisdom. Through this third eye, visualize Supreme Soul in soul world, beyond sun, moon and sky. Keep looking at him. Give this feeling to yourself. God is my Father. I'm very close to him. I have become his family member. I'm in God's family. Subtle point of peace. I am a peaceful soul, and my Supreme Father is ocean of peace. Visualize him. His vibrations of peace are spreading out. His rays of peace are coming down to me. His peaceful vibrations are entering me. I have becoming peace house. My mind is full of peace. Mind is silent. This peaceful energy is spreading out from me, going to entire world. My Supreme Father is almighty, all-powerful, very subtle, invisible. He is beyond the cycle of birth and death. We can receive His power and can burn our sins of previous lives. So visualize Him in soul world. He is like Son of Might. His rays of might are coming down to me. Fountain of might is coming down to me. These powerful vibrations are making me fearless, very strong and bold, giving me lot of confidence. They are making me Master Almighty. These powerful rays are acting like fire. They are burning my sins of past lives, making me pure, free from the burden of past sins. I am becoming pure and free, becoming pure and free from all bondages. Godfather, my Father, is Ocean of Purity. His pure energy is coming down to me. Feel that golden rays are coming to me. This pure energy is purifying my thoughts, my sanskaras. It is making my nature very easy. I am enjoying these pure vibrations. I am the master of nature. God is also the master of nature. These pure vibrations are entering me, and from me are spreading out, going to this entire nature. Nature is absorbing them. Remain connected to the Supreme. You can talk to them. You can give thanks, hearty thanks to Him. You can send your love and regard to Him. You can bid Namaste to Him, Om Shanti to Him. He is happy to us. He is very pleased to His children. He wants to make everyone happy, healthy, wealthy, prosperous. He is working now down on the earth. So keep visualizing Him. And have thoughts for Him. O Supreme Father, You are the giver of happiness and bestower of... You are the bestower of happiness and remover of sorrow. You are my true Father. You have given me this happy life. You have come down on this earth to give everything to Your children. You are established 7 on this earth for Your children. I love You. I respect You. This way you can talk to Him. You can give up your all burdens to Him. You can get blessings from Him. So this way, create powerful and good thoughts in your mind. And intellect is the power of wisdom. Fill it with divine wisdom. Intellect is our third eye. Visualize through this third eye to yourself and to your Supreme Father. If you do this, this is called Raj Yoga, you will experience that you are coming close and closer to your Supreme Father. You will experience His cooperation to you always. You will feel He listens to you all the time. He helps you all the time. Your mind's power will increase a lot. You will experience confidence everywhere in this world. You will experience that success is coming to your feet at every step, never failure. You will collect boldness and dare to face all challenges of this world, of this life this way, Rajyoga will become a blessing for your life. Rajyoga will make your life very happy, very easy life. You will enjoy life. You will enjoy relationships. You can enjoy, or you will enjoy God's company. You will feel that He is always with me, and whenever I ask Him to help me, He will help you. So thus, be close to your Supreme Father. Enjoy your life with your Supreme Father. He has also come down to become teacher and guru. Enjoy all relationships to Him, and your life journey will become very easy. So I hope you will enjoy, you will practice this meditation every morning and every evening. Lastly, I will say, when you open your eyes in the morning, when you get up, just create very powerful thoughts in your mind. It is called giving affirmations to mind, or programming for the subconscious mind, like this: I am the child of God. He is almighty, therefore I am also very powerful. He is the bestower of fortune. I am most fortunate soul in the world. I am most happy. I am very wealthy. I am very healthy. Success is my birthright. I enjoy my life. Keep creating such thoughts at least 5 times. And your mind will become charged, and these thoughts will influence your entire life. God bless you. We bless you. Thank you very much. Om Shanti.